Ireland's been an island for a long time. In fact, such a long time that none of us can remember when it wasn't an island. But we probably, some of us probably don't know that once upon a time it wasn't an island. And in a way, this is just to fill you in a bit on my background in relation to Ireland being an island. When I grew up in Ireland, all the years, I didn't really feel Ireland to be an island. It had a coastline. I intellectually knew it was an island. But I suppose I felt that Ireland was linked to the UK and to Europe in some way. It didn't particularly strike me that Ireland was an island on the extreme west of Europe, out in the Atlantic Ocean. Of course, I knew that the Atlantic Ocean, in a way, was different from the Mediterranean, but when I was growing up, I didn't go to the Mediterranean, so I didn't have all that much of any experience to relate to, which could enable me to compare the Mediterranean and the Atlantic. So I went off to the UK. I had a life there, and I had relatively little to do with Ireland. I suppose until I came back. So I came back to Ireland in 2005, and of course, you know, intellectually, you know, Ireland is an island. I travelled back to Ireland on a boat, and that was pretty significant because I drove a lorry or a van, not really a lorry, and something that would contain furniture anyway. I drove that back to Ireland, and that meant taking it onto a boat and sleeping overnight. But I still didn't feel as if I was going to an island. I guess it had something to do with the fact that the country was, you know, relatively familiar. Little did I know how different it was to what I imagined it was. But it didn't feel like going back to an island until I got here. And when I got to Ireland, it gradually felt to me more and more as if I was living on an island. Part of it was, I think, my fascination with reconnecting and rediscovering and refamiliarizing myself with Ireland, you know, and with kind of fresh eyes. I looked more and more at the geography. I looked at the islands around the coast of Ireland. Some, you know, so they were islands off an island, off another island, off the west coast of Europe. But the sensation has grown that Ireland is an island over the years that I've been here. It feels as if it's relatively cut off from European mainstream, relatively distinct in its culture and ways from other parts of Europe. You know, it feels a bit inward-looking. I mean, the kind of thing you describe as if you were to have a hypothesis about what life on an island in Indonesia would be like, you'd say that there'd be strong familial links. There would be a strong feeling of us and them vis-a-vis other islands or other parts of the world. Island people are different. Well, I can assert that without being able to substantiate it. I have one friend in particular who starred in a Irish television series, four parts, about people living on islands off the west coast of Ireland. But I gradually have felt that we're out in the Atlantic. Now, The west coast of Ireland is exposed to the Atlantic. The prevailing wind comes in from the southwest, and there have been some quite dramatic storms blow in from the Atlantic while I've been here. So it does really feel like as if it's on the edge of Europe, geographically to me now, and also I suppose I really mean culturally. Ireland has a long tradition of exporting people, or people from Ireland have a long tradition of emigrating. So Ireland is, in the sense of the people of Ireland, have a pretty large and spread out diaspora. Not everywhere, but, you know, in a fair number of places in the world. And it's not only measured by the existence of Irish pubs, but that is some kind of symptom of the connectivity between, you know, Irish people who were born in Ireland and people in the other parts of the world. Also, of course, a bit of a reminder of the influence of media that make it ever so easy to connect internationally. So the word that I have come to associate with Ireland in this respect then is edge. That's the word I'm going to use. I'm going to say that Ireland feels and has felt to me very much on the edge. I'm a person who is comfortable being on the edge in between cultures and in between, I don't know, organizations even in some sense. But Ireland itself feels on the edge. Even on the day that the American Supreme Court made a historic judgment in favor of marriage equality for all the states of the United States, which is something wonderful in my point of view to celebrate. And Ireland having had its own referendum on marriage equality recently, you know, you would expect me to be feeling that Ireland was connected in some great and significant way with the United States. But for some weird reason, I don't. I feel Ireland is on the edge of Europe. I feel it, you know, it has lots of links with all around the world, but it still remains on some sort of edge. It is actually, from a marine or ocean point of view, it's situated on what's called the Atlantic Shelf. A shelf of, I suppose, rock, where the water is quite shallow. You go out a certain distance and it gets terribly deep. That's at least what I learned at school. So there we have it, another word in the collection. What words do I associate with Ireland that I'm contributing to the community of audio makers called Audio Mo. So thanks ever so much for listening to a man who feels himself to be on the edge. Bye for now.